Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
Luke chapter 22 and verse 46 says, Jesus returned to his disciples and found them sleeping and asked, "Why are you sleeping? Get up and pray. Pray so that you do not enter into temptation." But even as Jesus said this, a crowd approached, led by Judas, one of his 12 disciples. And Judas walked over to Jesus to greet him with a kiss. And Jesus said, "Judas, would you betray the Son of Man with a kiss?" Today's message is called Deceptive Kisses. Deceptive Kisses. You know, society wants Christians to compromise. They say by this, they show that they are more loving. The society wants Christianity to accept all types of moral views and all different types of behavior because it really shows the love of God for other people. But it's important for us to realize that the conflict over morality is really a spiritual war between God and the devil. And the kiss that Judas even gave himself was inspired by the devil. Let me show you this in scripture in John chapter 13 and 26. It says, Jesus responded after he had said to them, "One of you is going to betray me." They begin to ask at the table, "Lord, is it I? Is it I? Is it I?" He responded, "It's the one to whom I give the bread I dip in the bowl." And when he dipped it, he gave it to Judas, the son of Simon. And when Judas had eaten the bread, listen, Satan entered into him. Then Jesus told him, "Hurry and do what you're going to do." The Bible says none of the others at the table knew what Jesus meant. What we need to realize today is that there is a spiritual war that we're fighting with the devil that is being waged through our society and our culture today. Ephesians chapter 6 and 12 says, "For we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against mighty powers in this dark world, and against evil spirits." Satan is fighting to be worshipped as God by the world. In fact, when he tempted Jesus in the wilderness, that was one of the things he just came right out and said. He said, "Look, I'll give you all the kingdoms of the world. You don't have to go to the cross. Just bow down and worship me." Now, the Bible tells us that Satan will accomplish this during the tribulation period. I've been talking about the book of Revelation because we are actually living in the last days. Satan is going to establish a one world religious system. One where everybody will get together and kiss and say, "We will accept to believe these things about God." He's really leading to the fact that he wants the world to worship him, and we're going to see that even as we go through a few scriptures right now. But first, he's going to deceive the nations to unite into one religious system, a one world church. Listen to what the scripture says. This is in Revelation chapter 17 and verse 1. It says, "One of the angels who had the seven bowls came and said to me," and he's talking to John, "Come and I will show you the punishment of the great prostitute who sits on many waters, and with her, the kings of the earth committed adultery, and the inhabitants of the earth were intoxicated with the wine of her adulteries. Then the angel carried me away in the spirit into a desert, and there I saw a woman sitting on a scarlet beast that was covered with blasphemous names and had seven heads and 10 horns. That's speaking of the Antichrist kingdom. And the woman was dressed in purple and scarlet and was glittering with gold, precious stones, and pearls. She held a golden cup in her hand. And this represents the wealthy church. And it was filled with the abominations, the abominable things, and the filth of her adulteries. And this is talking about false worship, false religion. Verse 5 says, this title was written on her forehead, Mystery Babylon, the great, the mother of prostitutes, of the abominations of the earth. During this time, the world church will promote idolatry and immorality. It goes on to say in the scripture, I saw that the woman was drunk with the blood of the saints and the blood of those who bore the testimony of Jesus Christ. This universal religion during the Antichrist reign in the tribulation period will promote torture and death for all Christians. And folks, that is the stage that is being set in our world today. This is the pushback against Christianity in the entire world. You know, statistics say that over 100,000 Christians are martyred every year. Are you aware of that? No, it's not something that the media puts out there for you. But these are the stats. And during the reign of the Antichrist, it's going to be far, far more. Now, the stage is being set right now, and listen to what this article states. A rather startling survey report came out last year that affects all of us who are Christian, as well as members of other religious traditions. Conducted by the Pew Research Center survey, the survey found that the majority of Christians don't believe Jesus is the only way anymore. Christians are far less dogmatic about interpreting basic beliefs than official church teaching is. There is a great emphasis in the church today on uniting professing Christians of all denominations and beliefs. The message is that we're not so different after all. We can all work together. Setting aside theological differences, we can help each other in the things that we agree upon. Today, the spirit of compromise, it says, has invaded evangelical church. That's the world in which we live. The pushback coming from our society with political correctness has reached the church. And now the church is saying the same thing. People see us as being mean-spirited. Well, we just need to compromise the message. We need to tone things down. Well, we don't need to be talking about hell, and we don't need to be talking about judgment. We just need to talk about the love of God, the grace of God. But it's really the devil. It's really Satan through our society saying to us, pushing back on Christianity, saying, can't we all just get along? Can't we all just love each other? The devil's deceptive kisses require compromise, though. After all, his real goal, though, is to be worshiped. And like I said, this is going to finally happen during the tribulation period. Now, what he will do initially is to establish this one world religion. Folks, it's coming. If you go and Google one world religion, you will already see that there are many churches that are coming together, many religious organizations, like the World Council of Churches that has really been around since 1960, that are getting together and saying, look, we need to worship God together. Now, we can't accept every single doctrine from the Bible, but let's do it together as much as we can. Satan will establish or allow to be established through the Antichrist kingdom, this one world religion. And then, about the center of the tribulation period, he will come and say, let's end that now. I'm God. It's time to worship me. It's time to worship my man, the Antichrist. Let me show you that in Scripture. It says in Revelation 13 and 2, and the dragon, that's Satan, gave the beast, the Antichrist, his own power and the throne with great authority. And this is John talking. I saw that one of the heads of the Antichrist, the beast, seemed wounded beyond recovery. But the fatal wound was healed. And the whole world marveled at this miracle and gave allegiance to the beast or the Antichrist. And as a result, they worship the dragon. Here it is. They worship the devil for giving the beast such power. And they worship the beast, the Antichrist. And they said, who is as great as the beast? Who is able to fight against him? Then the Antichrist was allowed to speak great blasphemies against God, and he was given authority to do whatever he wanted for the next 42 months. Now, all of these events will occur because of Satan's deceptive strategy to compromise Christianity. And I refer to all of this kumbaya, getting together and let's just do it together, as deceptive kisses. Because they are promising one thing, but they will deliver something very different. Even the one world religion will end up in Satan and the Antichrist being worshipped as God. Now, the battle that is being fought by each of us is on the relationship level. And we began talking about that last week. This is so important because relationships are the way the devil uses to influence your life and influence your destiny for evil, for bad, to get you off track. He uses people. God wants you to be able to discern between good and bad relationships because of your destiny.
Thank you for joining us for today's message. Starting this Sunday, Pastor Steve will lead us through a powerful new series from the book of Revelation. It's a message for the moment, and it starts this Sunday. Here's Pastor Steve.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve, and beginning May 4th at our Sunday morning service at 10 a.m., I will begin teaching a series on the book of Revelation. I believe we're living in the season for which this book was written. Bible prophecy and current events actually confirm this truth. You see, Jesus Christ will soon return. And the book of Revelation says in Revelation 1 and 7, behold, he is coming with the clouds of heaven, and everyone will see him, even those who pierced him. And all of the nations of the world will mourn because of him. Now, if you believe the Bible, you must also believe that Jesus Christ will return, as it says. The book of Revelation details the events leading up to the return of Jesus Christ and after. This book begins with a promise of blessing, and it's to all those who read, hear, and keep the words of this prophecy. You know, there have been many people who have been afraid to study this book, but it isn't about fear, my friend. It's about faith, understanding, and being ready to meet the Lord when he returns.
Join us starting May 4th for Revelation, the Unveiling, a series that opens our eyes to God's plan and prepares our hearts for what's to come. Don't miss these powerful Sunday services. The church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
Now, God created us for relationships. However, those relationships were to be governed by his word, the Holy Spirit, and spiritual discernment. We live in a world of gross deception about relationships today. We watch it on television. We think that doing certain things will have a certain result. You're only watching a movie. When you begin to look at our culture, we discover that it has ignored the Bible on the most important subjects about relationships. Kisses that are seen to be something of affection are actually deceitful kisses that are generally used to get something in return from somebody. No, God established guidelines for relationships. I want you to look at the person next to you and say, God established guidelines for every relationship. So it's important for you to know what they are. Now, the first guideline is that he must be first in your life. In fact, that's the first commandment. In Matthew chapter 22 and verse 37, Jesus said, you must love the Lord your God with all of your heart, all of your soul, and all of your mind. This is the first and the greatest commandment. It's interesting that a survey done by a religious pollster came out a few years ago and saying that the most significant relationships in most Christians' lives are their families. Well, this is contrary to what Jesus said God was expecting. And Jesus really made it plain to us that we are to love God even more than our families. Look at the person next to you and say, God expects you to love him more than all of your family members. Listen to what it says in Luke 14 and 26. If you want to be my disciple, you must hate everyone else by comparison. And then he begins to give a list. I'm talking about your father and your mother, your husband and your wife, your children, your brothers and your sisters. Yes, even your own life. Otherwise, you cannot be my disciple. A lot of Christians are deceived today, because they are loving God based upon the way they want to love him, and they think that they're in a relationship with God. Now, can I tell you something, folks? I believe the Bible. I'm just black and white. I believe what it says. You want to know why? Because that's the only thing we're going to be judged by when we stand before Jesus Christ. Look at the person next to you and say, no matter what you think, we will all be judged by what the Word of God says. And that's it. See, this is a reality check for us as Christians especially. Too many are focusing on the grace of God and not enough on the righteousness of God. Not enough on the fact that God is a holy God. And God has established a standard for all of his children. And so he is expecting obedience from our lives. Not from us always to be trying to subtract from the bank of grace for the things that we do wrong. Look, God will forgive us. Of course, he's going to forgive us. But God is expecting us to become righteous through the righteousness of his son, Jesus Christ, to have a desire to please him, to obey him. And some are taking grace for granted. Now, we're talking about relationships because this is one of the doorways that the enemy is going to use to influence your life and your destiny. You can count on it. If he did it with our first parents, Adam and Eve, he's coming for you. He knows it works. It's worked throughout history. It's worked throughout the Word of God. You see him influencing people who would never have done the things they did unless someone else encouraged them to do it. Because he doesn't show up with a cape, a red suit, and horns, and a tail, oh, that'd scare us. The devil will get out in the name of Jesus. But when your friend walks in, when your husband, when your wife, when your best bud comes in, and they suggest something that really you know is really, really not the thing you should do, many times you'll open it up and you'll do that. Well, they got that suggestion from the enemy. They just happen to be listening on the wrong station. And that can happen. Look at the person next to you and say, are you aware that every voice you hear is not necessarily God or even your head? Are you aware of that? The Apostle Peter had just answered Jesus' question saying, you are the Son of the living God. And he said, flesh and blood has not told you this, but my Father which is in heaven. But in the next moment, he was telling Jesus, don't you dare go to the cross. And Jesus turned around and said, get behind me, Satan. Folks, listen, the devil looks for equal access. He's always looking for a doorway into your life, and he uses relationships. Today, I want to talk a little bit about soul ties, because they are divine relationships that God connects you with people to fulfill your destiny, but they can also lead you away from God's will and plan for your life. Now, a good soul tie was like the relationship between David and Saul's son, Jonathan. That relationship was to sustain David and to protect him while he was going through one of the greatest trials in his life. God will knit you together with the heart of people to fulfill his plan for your life and for your destiny. In fact, a soul tie is the knitting together of two or more people in a relationship, a strong relationship between people, and the influence that they have over each other's lives. But there's a good and there's a danger. In Proverbs 13 and 20, it says, he that walks with wise men will become wise, but a companion of fools will be destroyed. Now, the devil's going to do everything that he can through relationships to derail God's plan for your life. And this is something that we really have to stop being naive about. The devil wants to confuse you emotionally to alter your destiny. In fact, some of you have just tuned me out just now. Just now, you just tuned me out. But you know what the Lord said? He said he came and told Israel the truth, even though he knew that many would not hear it. But he wanted them to know what the truth was so that they would have no excuses. When the judgment time came, or when something happened to their lives, they wonder, well, what is this all about? You see, God wants us to develop spiritual discernment and establish boundaries to protect us from the enemy's attack against us. Because the devil will send people across your path to lead you right out of the will of God. Last time we talked about a young prophet who was deceived by a backslidden prophet to disobey God. It cost him not only his destiny, but his life. The devil will send people to cause you to doubt in your mind.
Thank you for joining us again today for A Place to Grow. If you would like to get a copy of today's message, you can download it for free by going to our website, aplacetogrow.org. Navigate to the Media tab and click on Audio Messages. You can also help us keep this radio ministry alive by making a donation on our website as well. That's aplacetogrow.org. The title of the message for today is Deceptive Kisses. This is part one. Now, Pastor Steve would like to pray with you.
Father, we come to you today in the name of Jesus, your Holy Son. Your word declares the righteous cry, and the Lord hears and delivers them out of all of their troubles. When I cry unto thee, then mine enemies are turned back. Father, you see the opposition in our lives. You see the trouble in our lives. You see the problems in our lives. And so today we are asking for divine intervention. We thank you for your love. We thank you for divine protection. And we ask now, Lord, that you would make yourself very real in our situations right now and help us, deliver us. We thank you for hearing us. In Jesus' name, amen.
We hope you were touched by today's message. We are honored to have you with us and look forward to seeing you at our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. At Spirit Life Church, we strive to create a welcoming and safe space for everyone to experience God's presence. Stay connected with us throughout the week by visiting our Spirit Life Church International YouTube channel and Facebook page, where you'll find uplifting messages and lots more. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hurst, Texas. For more details, head to our website at aplacetogrow.org. And don't forget to join us every weekday at 4 p.m. and on Sunday afternoons at 2:30 right here on Bible School Radio, 91.3 KDKR.